This is the Taney County Commission. It's Monday, July 23rd, 2012. This is that part of our meeting that has preliminary discussion and public comment. We have been going through a number of items that are present for today and present for the following weeks as well as previous minutes, and have been getting ready for the main meeting, which will open at 9 o'clock. We would like to open our meeting at this time to public comment, and I would call on Chuck Pennell.
Good morning again, gentlemen. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to you. I'm here this morning. As you all are aware, this is only the second time I've come before this commission since I left office in December of 2010. Speaking to you concerning an article in the Taney County Times of Wednesday, July 18th. And I thank you. I've got to speak to each one of you individually before the meeting, and I'm happy to hear that y'all are working on this issue. I've received, which I don't receive hardly ever, a phone call or conversation on the street about something like this, but I've had three, two yesterday and one a couple of 3 days before that. So my point in saying that is I believe there is question in the public that should be answered. As we know, when there's a lack of information, there can be problems from it. And I hope that leading in, that's a good way to lead into this. I hope that's what the situation is from this article, is that there is a lack of information to the press in doing this story. If you allow me, I'll just read one paragraph. This third paragraph in. It says, over time, the Taney County Times has obtained a series of county documents which outline how the legal bidding process was circumvented by Pay and Leo Jernigan Construction Company, incorporated more than $1.35 million without a bid. And as serving on this commission before, that is one of the great things that I know has happened in my day, that we are very much aware, and that anything over $4,500 has to be bid. And we've been extremely careful when I was here, and I trust that you guys have done the same since I left. I recall us doing the bids on aggregate, and each time there would be, the bids would be put out, and they would be brought to us with opinion from the road and bridge people, whoever it might be that was involved. There was a number of different sizes, like 1-inch base and chips and all those different things that we looked at each time. The Times mention of 2007 and 2009, our county administrator at the time was extremely thorough, and she was not bashful at any way of watching that we did the job correctly and that things were bid and all those things. So it's extremely hard for me to believe that there was material purchased without a bid. My guess is, and what I would hope to see happen, is that there's some documents out there that the press did not find that led them to believe that there was things purchased without a bid. And spoke to Mr. Houseman. He shared with me he's already spent 3.5 hours digging into this before my opportunity to speak to you as a body. And I'm pleased to hear that, and hopefully there's the information's already put together, kind of sounds like. And I will come back to you in the request part of your meeting here, whenever that is, for too long, I guess, and request that you call for a public open meeting tomorrow and get this out invite the press to bring their documents that caused them to believe this and get this cleared up. We all want our government to look good. As I said earlier before the meeting, government stumps its toe. We make mistakes, but if there's not a mistake been made here, I'd like it to be known that there wasn't a mistake made. Not just personally, but I know Danny was mentioned in the article. And anyway, we all like to look good. We don't like to look bad, especially when we haven't made an error, be wrongly accused of doing something wrong. And we want our government to look good. I know each of you there are interested in serving well. Let me take a quick glance at my notes here. Again, I think there's probably a lack of information, and I'll leave it at that and appreciate, again, your time.
Thank you, Chuck. Chuck, just as a way of explanation, during public comment, we take comment, and we have decided as a commission that we don't respond. This is one of those times I would love to stand up and respond. But as you said, we have agenda requests that are scheduled for 9:05, and I think that's going to be the meat of what we may put on the agenda, and it could be addressed at that time. Guys, as we're – have you had a chance to read? We're still in that portion of our meeting getting – ready for the upcoming meeting. Mm-hmm. Have you divided out these minutes?
Yeah, there are three piles here. So you can make this proposal. I will abstain from this one. I wasn't there, Danny. And then these two I can do.
Okay.
And I'll do this one separate. This one you'll abstain from. And then this one we can all vote on. Okay? And then this accounts payable is all ready. If I can have that top sheet there, Ron.
Perfect.
All right. And I'll sign these as soon as this comes up. Okay. And we've got to do this. We just need to put this on the agenda, which is the Verizon Wireless account administrative changes.
Is that for Thursday?
Yes. It's just changing some forms. And I'll run with that one. And we've got the boat launch area, and here's that information. I think this is a debt issue, which is, and then the buildings and ground budget. I don't think it's, what is this? Oh, that's old.
What was that?
Oh, that's old. We can throw that away. We have a policy. Okay. So we, literally, this is.
The reason I passed that down is if he's going to be motioning on the others, since he wasn't here, we need to do that one down.
Okay, so out of the agenda request, these are the two that we've done to discuss.
Good morning, Helen.
Upstairs, right?
I'll just go up. You can do it up there.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing on the agenda. Yeah, it's not on the agenda, so I think just.
I know, I just didn't want to get it done. Ron, to save time, do you want to come on up and join us? Thank you, sir. And is Renee going to be with you? Renee, would you have you come up front?
It's Helen over here.
It's out here.
And Danny over there. And I'll put my nose in the corner over there. And Ron, you'll be in the back, right? I didn't get you one of those things.
Okay.
This chair's lower than that one.
Yes.
Oh, I left my microphone.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, July 23rd, 2012, officially to order. And I would like to ask Helen Soutie, if she will, to give us an offering, an opening prayer. Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve minutes dated July 9th, July 19th, with corrections and changes.
I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve previous minutes dated July 9th and July 19th with amendments and corrections. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries.
This one, Mr. Hausman, you were not present, so this is a motion to approve meeting minutes dated July 16th with corrections and changes.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve minutes dated July 16th with amendments and corrections. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Let the record note that I abstain. All opposed say nay. Motion carries.
I have a July the 12th, minutes of July the 12th, and I make a motion for approval. Those minutes, I think that one of the other members wasn't present, so.
I will second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded to approve prior commission minutes of July 12th. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay.
And I'll abstain. I was not present.
Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 329808. Through 329867, warrants 5651 through 5653, and three transfers: two from the county clerk to the election fund, and one for paper usage.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks number 329808 through 329867. Warrants number 5651, 52, and 53, and three transfers. Listed as journal entries, two from the county clerk to election fund, and the other a journal entry for paper usage. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Agenda requests review.
There's a few things on their list that one is should be administrative, but we're gonna I'd like to post on the Verizon Wireless account some administrative changes. We have some ex-employees still on the list, and we need to add a few to it so that we can administer the Verizon account when there's an absentee. And so I would like permission to put Verizon Wireless account on the agenda on Thursday. It can wait till Monday, but we could even start earlier if you wanted. But we just need to remove two people and add two people. We need to add an IT person and a person from the auditor's office.
Let's do that Thursday. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Okay, so you can write that on there. The other item that I'd like to have a discussion about is I received an email from John Suti, who received an email from the U.S. Corps. They are wanting to know our interest level in taking over or purchasing or acquiring the boat launch on Dale Avenue. That was the area that flooded last year, but they are looking at getting rid of that parcel. We could have a boat launch, maybe even a park there or something like that, but I want to at least have a conversation with the two commissioners regarding that, and didn't know if we could maybe do that maybe either Thursday or we could go next Monday. I would like to have the appropriate people here, so it may take a week or two to get the core people here, because since they're the one who generated the email and their interest, I would like to be able to get with them or have Nikki get with them or Amy.
I go ahead and post that, and then we'll have a
conversation about it. Yeah,
discussion about it.
Do we want the discussion to be with us first or with them present?
I'd like to know what the terms. I think we need to have it with them.
Well, certainly if they're talking about us purchasing.
Right.
Right. The interest of the purchase is not there.
Okay.
And on my part.
Is Monday too soon?
Well, I'd like to have the core people here, so I think we need to get a hold of the core and see how fast, who's on the real estate. Yeah, we're going to have to get the people involved. And it may take it's core, so it may take a week or so.
I think it would be great if they could work something out where there could be a county park there, but our interest should be the same as the core's interest as far as the park situation.
Access, yeah.
And access, so I actually would rather wait and have them available also.
Sure. And I would like to also, if we could, include John Suti in that, because I've heard that they're talking about moving that pump station that went underwater during the flood. So I think that they're planning to move that lift station also.
I think that's what initiated this.
Yeah. So here's that, but we'll move forward on that.
Is there anything else on that from me?
No.
The others, the news article, and we did the boat launch. That's it. So when we were waiting too for this Thursday to find out if both councils were coming down, so we really need to know.
I think they are, but I don't know. That's.
Well, that was the last that I heard that they were coming, so we need to leave it posted on the agenda because it would actually be a legal update on some of litigation that they have. I would just leave it on there, and if they don't show up for it because of some of their court cases and stuff, well, then we still have it posted and legally posted.
The other issue regards the article that came out in Wednesday's July 18th paper. The vast majority of this article was prior to my service as presiding commissioner, but there's lots of information that was contained within this article that I feel need to be addressed, and I know that we just had public comment regarding this. Is there something that you would like to say at this time regarding whether or not we should put this on an agenda, Chuck?
Sure. Thanks again for the opportunity. I would request that y'all set on your agenda for tomorrow at 9:00 and get all the information you have together. Invite the staff writer to be here. Just everybody that's involved and ask them to come. Let's get this on the table. And as I said earlier, hopefully it's just a matter of a lack of information that the press had that led to this story, which says, frankly, that we did not bid to purchase rock. My experience as commissioner, as I said earlier, we were utmost careful and those that worked with us were even higher standard than that, held us, watched us all the time. As I've thought about this, when bills come in, and correct me if I'm wrong here, they start at the auditor's office. The auditor looks through them. In this case, I think Road and Bridge would also look at those purchases of rock. Then they would come to the commission office. When I was here, myself and Danny would look at those, review them. Our county administrator at that time that oversaw the purchasing and those kind of, and the bids and all that, again, extremely careful about what we did. She would look at those. So one, two, three, four, five times bills. And as I watched you all do this again this morning, if there was not a bid, I don't know how that happened, because the actions of everybody involved that I was around was very careful. I mean, we knew what the laws is, and beside the law, we want the county to get the best lick, and to think that we did something otherwise is hard to imagine. So anyway, I would request again that y'all set up a meeting tomorrow and invite each one that would have input and get this thing cleared up.
Discussion, Danny, Jim?
Well, I'm want to get this cleared up as quickly as possible. My name was mentioned in the article several times, and this is a one-sided story, definitely, and I'd like to get it cleared up with the public. Whenever you two gentlemen, I'll be available at any time. I know some friends of mine or some people that know me, and some of them, none of them believe a story. So we need to get it straightened out.
Just a clarification, who all would we want to be in that, being present? Three commissioners, the staff writer, who else?
Well, if we're going to have a general discussion, as I told Chuck, what he and I had a conversation this morning, I spent 3.5 hours on Friday going back, even though this was not during my tenure as presiding commissioner, and going through bids from 2005, 6, 7, 8, and 9, and have that spread out to where we can look at it. I think it would be important to have R&B administrator and have the staff person that works there that handles purchasing in that department, Kathy, present.
So Kathy and Randy. My only concern, because obviously the tenure here is getting as fast as possible. I would, if nothing else, I think we should do a press release saying that we're looking into and this is what we found so far, just to start getting the information out there. Because if we're talking about, I just don't want to make sure we don't make the next press time, which is, I think, a concern, without getting something in the paper.
You're talking about this Wednesday's paper?
If we do it if we do it first thing in the morning, it can still make the Wednesday paper, I believe.
I don't believe it's going to make the Wednesday.
10 a.m. My deadline for running notices is 10 a.m. right now, 45
okay.
minutes.
Yeah, we're out of luck for the Taney okay. County Times okay. this week. But
what if we, Thursday? Monday?
Well,
I'm asking, guys.
Well, because the reality is it doesn't, I mean, if we're not going to make the paper for Wednesday on that one paper, then we have time to gather even more information. That's my only question, is what's our timeline we're trying to hit?
Well, we're I understand. And you're leaning more towards a press release, and the reason would be so that we don't have a free-for-all here.
Well, I don't need to.
I understand that.
And it's not so, it's partly that, but I just try to understand the timing. So we, if we have it tomorrow morning at 9:15.
We can't have it at 9.
Well, yeah, it's 9:15 or something. How much, if it's not going to make a difference till next Wednesday's paper anyway, does that give us more time to actually find more information? Or, because I haven't reviewed what you've reviewed. But my thing is just understand the timing. Danny, what's your thoughts?
The quicker the better. I don't see that we can get it in this week's Wednesday's paper.
Right.
But I would like to address some of these things that, you know, that are absolutely not true. I don't have to do that unless we put out a press release and have a public mm-hmm. meeting.
Chuck, this is an unusual thing for us to do, is to hold a meeting to talk about, and I know we've all been there, me, Jim, Dan, and yeah. you, about things that have come out that, as you have so nicely put it, may not have been researched thoroughly, or something was missed, or something was overlooked.
Right.
And trying to keep it in that vein, but we just haven't done that. But the reason I went back and researched it is because it is so inflammatory that I thought that perhaps I needed to have the information available to me to rebut what this says.
Well, my thought is that we've got, I know we have one media person here from another outlet. The radio station is there. It's not that we just have
right.
the Taney County Times to get the message out, because the public sees all, they're available to all these other media outlets. And so I would hope that you wouldn't put it off, that okay. if you've got the information, Ron, and got a day here to get any more information, to get the folks together.
We've got legal counsel here also Thursday.
Let's make some phone calls when we're done through bidding recommendations. See if the staff writer can be here. I think that's what I'm hearing, is that's important to have that person here.
That was Chuck's request.
But that's what I'm trying to understand, is who do we need here? Yeah. If we don't, then let's put together a meeting.
Well, this information that is in this article, supposedly she doesn't have the records, or can't find the records for such and such. So I don't know whether it's important that she be here or not. We have the records to.
That's a good point, Danny. I mean, it would be nice if she was here, but if she cannot be, then you hit a dandy point there, and that is, if you can show folks that we did it correctly, then that's the whole point of the matter. Right.
Do I hear us leaning towards Thursday?
Thursday morning would be great for me, because of actually there are some people named in this article that have no connection with anything that has to do with this article. And so I want to find out legally whether how far we can go into that conversation.
Well, that's something we need to discuss with our counsel.
With our counsel. And did you understand that part of it, Chuck, that we needed, because some people have made some statements in here that are absolutely not true, and so we need to be able to make, I mean, we do need to be able to make a judgment from our counsel on what, how far we can carry this.
My thought is that's all fine, but you hit it better, the first point, and that is we just simply need the information that shows we bid the rock, and that's the whole issue.
What Chuck is asking for during this agenda request is whether or not we call a special meeting between now and Thursday, hopefully tomorrow. Correct, Chuck?
Well, I'd like to get it as soon, but I don't see, to your point, Danny, the need for having an attorney here. We just need to get the information out there, and the sooner the better, in my opinion. I'm not pushed for tomorrow, but I know in my life, if I don't set a target, I don't hit it. And one other point, if I could slip in while I've got the mic going here, is we have the audits. Andy Marmaget was the guy that did it for years here, and that was a part of his business, was to oversee that, I believe. And again, there's one more set of eyes that are on this type of thing. And so I appreciate y'all. Sooner the better is my desire, but I think y'all have the same concern I do, and trust that you'll work on it. Thank
okay.
you.
Right.
We will pull the trigger hopefully this morning. Would you wanted to make a call or two to?
Well, but Dan's point is right. I mean, if we've already got the documents that support, I mean, I guess my question is, are we wanting to hash a bunch of things out, or are we just trying to get the facts out? if we're just trying to get the facts out, then I don't know why a press release wouldn't be covered just as much. The newspaper would take it, I'm sure. Both newspapers would take it. The other thing is the radio would pick it up and probably want some individual quotes. And the reality is I just don't know how much we'll want to hash in a public meeting versus just getting the facts out, because that's all we're trying to do is show that we did go through the bid process, and we didn't skirt any issues, and we didn't violate any bidding laws. And I mean, I guess that's the question I'm having is, if we're just trying to get the facts out, let's get the facts out as fast as possible. But I understand having the discussion, but I just don't want the discussion to go to a point where it's a, for lack of a better term, a witch hunt on a staff writer or on a paper or individuals. And I don't want to see the circus here in the courtroom. You know, what I'm just saying, if we're trying to get the facts out that says the commissions from all the years that were mentioned didn't violate anything, and this is the proof we have, that's my perspective.
Press release.
It's just
would write it. When would it be written?
Well, we could have it written, I mean,
this morning?
Yeah.
Mr. Presiding, if I might add, I like Jim's point. We don't need a circus or anything out. I mean, that's not what anybody wants,
right,
or desires. And if you can do that with a press release, hooray for that. I would ask you to consider, though, and possibly a conversation with the writer would help you make that decision, whether they will be satisfied, because if they're not satisfied, then the goal hadn't been hit.
Right.
But if they would be, then everybody's got enough to do.
Right.
And we don't need to add more meetings and use people's
time. We do a press release. Would you be willing to add to that with a couple of comments from prior presiding commissioner Chuck Pennell said?
Oh, sure.
Be included?
Just primarily what I've said this morning would be what I would have to say, sure.
Yeah. But I want to be very careful if we craft something that it's you that says it, not our remembrance.
Sure. And again, I'm not just, I have a personal thing, because,
sure,
you know, as I shared earlier, and we all do. But again, the public, I believe, some of it have questions. But like you said, Danny, the people that spoke to me don't question what I did. They know me. But it's still a question that's out there, and they feel like it needs to be addressed, and that's why I'm here today.
Okay.
Appreciate your comments, Chuck.
Okay.
I think if we work on getting the information together and we put out a press release that also might call upon a public hearing, might be the best way to do that.
Sure.
I think if we've got the figures and the process that was went through. I had received information from the clerk's office that they were kind of lost on where there had been several people in. They named the individuals. I'm not going to looking for this information, and that. So there's some confusion there. I just know that this is a one-sided story, and it needs to be cleared up.
And I know most papers, at least talking to a lot of the writers, when you issue a press release, they always want quotes attached to the press release. So I still think there's multiple opportunity. But once again, I just want to think through the big picture. Let's get the facts out, because I just want to make sure we get the facts out and get this thing settled. As fast as possible.
Ron, if I might, one more. Danny's comments gave me another thought, and that is, you didn't mention that exactly, but there's vendors that are involved, and question whether that's where this might have started. If you do decide to have a meeting, open meeting, for folks to ask questions and make comments, it might be well to invite each of those vendors, because that could have been where the whole thing started, was a vendor had a question, didn't feel like they were being treated fairly. If they have the opportunity to ask the questions and get the answers, how, you know.
Well, it's an easy trail to track, because we have PSRs, so we know who it is that's requested. And
but each of the vendors, it may not, you know, there may only be one that had a concern that started it, possibly, who knows, but if all the vendors that we have contacted over the years, you know, were given a phone call to let them know that we're looking at this issue and trying to get it resolved, and if you got questions, this would be a
Do you think that
great time.
Ron might want to participate in this also, because he was here and a part of this reflects upon him.
Who's that?
Mr. Hershen.
Might be, sure.
Because this gets back into so several commissions, and what I'm saying is there's the facts are there, the understanding of the person that wrote this article, all of her understanding of the facts is not there. This is a one-sided story written without all the facts being available. I wasn't contacted about any of it, neither the other two commissioners, nor you, and I'm supposing Mr. Hershen wasn't. A vendor, the disgruntled vendor, is probably where this originated.
Chuck, we'll make a decision on this as one of our agendized items, and we can either do that here shortly, or we can do it as we do each by sending in the response when requested.
When we have our public meeting, we'll make sure that we get a check or phone call.
Let's jump immediately to Mr. Erickson, because we had you scheduled at 9:05 also, and if that's all right, Mr. Erickson.
Thank you, gentlemen. I have bid recommendations on three particular projects that were opened and discussed here on Thursday. The first one is on professional administration services, and Mr. Atchley remains on vacation. He'll be out, so I would like to have that set for next Monday, July 30th.
Sure. Make a note of that, Ron.
We got it.
And I'll make sure that I visit with Bob as soon as he gets back and show him those responses that we had on Thursday. I think we had tentatively discussed on Thursday that we'd be able to have a recommendation this morning. Of course, he had just left for vacation. He wasn't on the verge of returning. So the other one I have is on mail services, and I've communicated with Sheila Wyatt, and she has asked for the same time frame to return for a recommendation. Monday, July the 30th, that's a week from today.
Okay.
I have training in Jeff City. I'll leave for it tomorrow afternoon, so that kind of takes Thursday out of my availability. But I do have an absolute recommendation for janitorial supplies that Renee and I have been working on, and this was rather complicated, as janitorial supply bids always are. This particular bid went out with approximately 150 or so different specific items listed. We received 9 responses in lieu of a multi-page bid tabulation per item. I did a little streamlining, and I do have a paper here that I'll share with you all. If you want to take a look at that.
That's bad.
Renee was able to complete a nice spreadsheet concerning the majority of the true janitorial items on here. And as such, as we look at this particular bid tab form, you'll see that the first vendor is kind of an odd name, Key Wes, out of Springfield. We've rated them at number one. The way this breaks down is kind of like a golf score. The lower you are, closer to the top, the better. So they actually came in lowest on 27 items. The next vendor is Pippin with 17 items, Springfield Janitorial Supply with 9 items, and then Central Polycorp out of Linden, New Jersey, actually came in with some very nice pricing concerning trash liners. And we would like to, therefore, given the fact that these three vendors, and Renee's here with me, she can chime in at any time, because she has the details if you need those, but these top three vendors, these janitorial suppliers, carry certain specific products that we have come to use and become accustomed to, and many of those fit certain devices that we have in place. So after thorough discussion and reviewing all of the responses, we would like to make a recommendation that Key West, Pippin, Springfield Janitorial Supply be designated as vendors A, B, and C for us to use as we need based on those specific items and pricing, and then also Central Polycorp as our chosen designated vendor of choice for trash liners and gloves. And that verbiage, as I've just articulated, it is written there after you see the July 23rd, 2012 footnote there. I think that's a fairly accurate depiction of what we'd like to do. Renee, would you like to add anything to that?
No, I think it, by doing this, I'll be able to save more money, have more vendors, and I can pick the cheapest product from the from the vendor. So that's my recommendation.
Okay.
You sure you guys don't want to see a spreadsheet on 150 plus
times nine vendors? Nine, I'd like to see an eye chart here.
Go get some temp staff to help with that.
All right, I'm going to do a motion here. Motion to award. Motion to take recommendation from Renee Bruska, the top three vendors above the spreadsheet. I'll submit the spreadsheet of A, B, and C, which is A being Key West, B being Pippin, and C being Springfield Janitor Supply, for supplying various janitorial supplies specific to the items preferred by the Buildings and Grounds Department. Also awarding Central Polycorp as the awarded vendor for trash liners and rubber gloves. And that's what you're saying here.
And I'm seconding her recommendation. Motion and her recommendation.
The motion has been made to follow the recommendation of Renee Bruska, requesting that the top three vendors listed as A, B, and C be awarded for supplying various janitorial supplies. And as it states, each of the three carrying different specific items preferred by the Buildings and Grounds Department. Also, designating Central Polycorp as the awarded vendor for trash liners and rubber gloves. Discussion. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. This form is, of course, the recommendation flavored form. I will now complete one that's more inclined towards formal award. FYI. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything for me?
Sir, no, sir.
See you next Monday.
Excellent.
You are leaving?
Tomorrow at noon or so.
Okay. If you have some time today.
Booked up.
A couple of minutes. I'd like to chat with you this last discussion that we just had. And I know that you're endeavoring to make sure that we don't have questions like that, but
right.
I just want to add a couple points.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Just before we adjourn here, could we not, Danny, recommend that Mr. Hausman do a press release immediately on the findings?
Right.
And do that right away, and then let's work on scheduling. I would actually, before we post for following Monday, possibly for a discussion, is talk to the attorneys on Thursday, because you mentioned some names in the article, and I would like to at least get the press release out as fast as possible.
Right. I think with him stating that he worked 3.5 hours on that part of it, and he also Road and Bridge and some others have brought him some information, that I think that if he puts some together, lets us review it singly.
Right.
I'm 100% for that.
We need a motion, Mr. Hausman.
Well, you're right. I think that it's evident that we're ganging up on the presiding commissioner. Who asked the question? Who would be doing this?
Oh, I didn't want to answer it that point.
I would just ask for your specific quotes ahead of time, that we could utilize those in the...
Excellent.
And I'll wait on those so that I can move forward with that work.
You don't have to wait.
I'll be delighted to start something.
And then let's get this thing...
rolling.
We probably, Danny, are you going to talk to council? Probably, you'll probably make a phone call to council.
I've already made a phone call.
So.
So your point is, with or without a motion, that you're going to have me draft something, and then you all are going to review it?
Mm-hmm.
My comment to you, just so we're not misunderstood, is I need your quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Your quote. Okay, I'll start something and get it to you, and then we'll go from there and revise.
Right. Let's just get something out as fast as possible. Because I think Chuck's right here. The radio can pick it up. Paper can make their deadline for sure, so that's a majority.
For Thursday, let's reverse the order that we have here and put agenda request review ahead of.
We want to do it at 8:30.
Executive session. No, just put it at 9, and then executive session immediately follow it.
Okay.
Currently, it has two things: executive session at 9 and agenda request review at 1. And if it's going to be that light, let's just do them together. And then when I get this information to you, and I'm going to work on that this morning,
right? Should we go ahead
make a decision as to whether or not to post something else in addition to what's going to go out in the press release?
Right.
Okay. That's on Thursday, so that everybody.
Well, press release will go out today.
The press release will go out today, but on Thursday, if there's any other thing that needs to be followed up.
You gentlemen, tell me what you let me know what your druthers are by sending me.
The quicker, the better.
That information. Anything else?
Okay.
Anything else? Let's stand adjourned until we have our next regularly scheduled meeting.
Does road and bridge and everything
just want to recess? Because we may have put it.
Let's stand in recess. Excuse me.